This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Post game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. Well, it always felt within reach, didn't it? It always felt like it was right there. They were going to get it. They were going to win the game. But ultimately, the sweep of Seattle proves elusive. And the boys fall in 10 innings. Final score, 6-5. The phone lines are open for you. I'm happy to talk about it with you. If you were one of the near 21,000 in attendance, nice showing. Near 21,000 in attendance, we're not going to make you wait on hold. You'll jump to the front of the line. Phone number, text line number, identical. 913-586-7610. Again, 913-586-7610. And of course, I'm disappointed. How can you not be disappointed? It was such a fun game. A number of comebacks. Down 1-0 after the first batter again. But you come back and you tie it up in the fifth. Give it back in the seventh. Get it back in the ninth. Give it back in the 10th, almost get it back in the bottom half of the 10th inning, but ultimately they fall just short. So yeah, I'm disappointed, but you know the feeling I keep coming back to is, yes, I'm disappointed, but did you notice how you always believed? Now maybe it's just me, but I would venture to guess that a large majority of you always believed that the Royals were going to come back in this game. I can remember the, well, yes, I can. I mean, it was the championship team of 2015 into 2016. The last time I'm sitting here at the press box, Kauffman Stadium, the Royals are down to their final out. Right, bottom of the ninth inning. Vinny goes down staring at a slider. Salvi swings through a curveball. And Seattle's going to win this game. Right. Bottom of the ninth inning, two outs. You're down by two. And then, you know what? That's fine. You're going to lose 3-1. That's okay. It was a fun game. Nick Lofton just roped a double to right center field. And MJ Melendez, on the first pitch that he sees, blasts a two-run game-tying home run. I promise you, as I'm sitting there in the press box after Salvi punches out, I wanted to start completing my scorebook and my game notes. I wanted to put the final score down on my game notes, which, by the way, are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. But as I'm sitting there, I'm saying, man, all it would take is a bloop and a blast. I know Nick Lofton can come through with a bloop, and I know MJ can come through with a blast. So I refused. I refuse to fill out that final score. I realize, man, I really do believe in this team. It's June 9th, my friends. It's June 9th, and you and me and everyone listening always believes the Royals are going to win the game. It wasn't like that on June 9th of 2014. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I was there. You didn't always expect the team to win. You know, down to your final outs, I'm still sitting there on the edge of my seat hoping that Lofton's going to come through, hoping that MJ's going to come through, believing that the team will find a way. So, yeah, I'm disappointed. But the resiliency, the drive from this team, man, it does not slow. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. I'm disappointed, but we've known that they need a bullpen arm or two. We've talked about the need for a strikeout reliever. Another strikeout reliever for that bullpen. Not that you need to totally revamp the bullpen, but we've known that number one on the to-do list for J.J. Piccolo this year at the trade deadline is going to be, and is already, adding a reliever. So sure, yeah, James McCarthy, you can't be walking two dudes in the 10th inning. Didn't have his off-speed stuff, you know, much like you saw from Will Klein, just sitting on the fastball, and if he's not going to give me one, I'm spitting on it. So yeah, I'm disappointed, but we knew that they needed an extra arm or two for the bullpen. Yeah, I'm disappointed, but, man, MJ's moment. Hunter Renfroe with another big day at the dish. And how can I be disappointed when your ace does ace-like stuff? Six innings of one-run baseball for Cole Reagans, who right now is third in all of Major League Baseball with 98 strikeouts. Royals fall in 10 innings, 6-5 the final score. Let's hear from you. 913-586-7610. Brody was at the game today. You were one of the near 21,000 in the building. What's going on, man?
Hey, Vern, thanks. Yeah, I mean, what a game. Like, I thought my friend, I was sitting next to him, and he goes, MJ's going to hit one out here. I go, yeah, right. And next thing you know, it's gone, and my voice is just gone. The production from the back of the lineup has been great recently. I mean, I've dogged on him just as much as anybody, but Renfroe has been on fire recently. If he can keep that bat going, we're going to have good things coming down the line. One thing I do just want, it's going to be tic-tac-y, but I'm a little confused with Cotrero's bullpen management there. I get righty, lefty, lefty, righty, and you want to avoid that. But Zerpa's been so good this whole year, and we just went to him for one batter, and instead we're going to Klein, who you could tell very quickly he didn't have that breaking stuff. So I'm not going to dog on MacArthur because I'm sure he already feels bad enough, but it just seems like Q's bullpen management is a little suspect at times, and it worries me going deeper into the year. Thanks, Vern.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brody. Angel Zerpa finished off that bumpy seventh inning, cleaned up the mess left by Will Klein. It was his 29th appearance of the season. Nobody on the team has appeared in more games than Angel Zerpa. His ERA is now at 2.16. So, you know, to me, a manager's job, honestly, until we get to late August, the main job of a manager is to, you know, keep a cohesive clubhouse, no doubt, make sure guys are all pulling on the same end of the rope, but also making sure you don't burn out your bullpen. Now, I'm not going to disagree. Yeah, you wanted Zerpa to come back out for the eighth inning? I wasn't thinking that personally, but okay, I'm not going to say that you're wrong. Even though Nick Anderson shut it down in the eighth and Chris Stratton shut it down in the ninth, I don't know how different things would turn out if you left Zerpa in there, or you're saying you just wanted to put Zerpa in earlier. Yeah, I don't... That is pretty nitpicky, to be quite honest with you. Appreciate the phone call. You know, 913-586-7610. You know, I'm with you about Hunter Renfro. You say if he can keep it up, man, some good things are coming. Guys, good things have already came. You're 12 games above 500. You have the sixth best record in Major League Baseball. Yeah, Hunter Renfro, outstanding. Season high, 9-game hitting streak. He's hitting .375 in that stretch. And you're right about the bottom of the lineup. In this 3-game series against Seattle, the Royals 5-9 hitters hit .353 with 6 walks. They scored 16 runs and they drove in 18. One final note about the bullpen, Brody. Unless you disagree with just about everybody in Royals Nation that this team needs another arm or two in that bullpen, needs someone that can come out and get that big strikeout in a big spot. Unless you disagree with that, what are we talking about? You're saying the bullpen has a lot of suspect arms out there, but Q's got to do a better job of juggling these arms that none of us trust. We can't have it both ways. Zerpa got the job done. Will Klein did not get the job done. Nick Anderson, Chris Stratton got the job done. James McArthur did not get the job done. I don't see how it reflects on Matt Quatrero. I mean, if you want that strikeout guy, Will Klein, here's your chance. You got to give these guys an opportunity, right? And like I mentioned, it's only the 9th of June. We're not even close to the midway point of the season. And this team's firmly in the playoff race. And I'll be shocked if they leave the playoff race before the end of September arrives. So, you have to give these guys an opportunity like Will Klein, who, you know, you gave Carlos Hernandez his shot, then he was unable to keep his spot. Well, Will Klein, here's your opportunity. We're not going to keep, the Royals aren't going to keep running him out there if he struggles, but you got to give the guy a chance to fail. And you could say he failed today because he was getting tattooed there in the 7th. Brody, thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. Scott was in the building today. Scott, what'd you think of that one?
Yes, sir, man. I was in the building. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem. What do you got?
Hey, well, what all I got, man? Glorious day out there. It's K, right? 21K. You got to be happy with it. It would be great if there's more, right? Shout out to your boy, Negative Steve, right? Like, I love him like you love him.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Yes, I know, right? Like, what's shaking with Steve?
Yeah, it's weird.
anyway, so previous caller, Brody, with concerns with Quatrero and the bullpen. My only question that I have about what I saw today is not putting Julio on below the bases to get to a lesser batter. And then, of course, he came through with a hit, and he ultimately walked the guy after him, right?
Right. Yeah.
I know we're getting really nitpicky, right?
No, that's fair. That came up in the press box. That was a conversation in the press box. So that's a very fair point. And
yeah,
I was on the other side of it. I was fine pitching to Julio Rodriguez again because it is the 9th of June. I'm I need James MacArthur to think, I don't give a damn who's standing in the box. You're about to feel this. I don't want him. We don't want you to go after Julio. No, go get him. We already got the series. Go get us to the bottom of the 10th inning.
Nope.
But I understand your point. Burned. I'm not saying you're wrong at all.
No, sir. I agree with you because me and the boy, my son, 50-year-old son, we've been about 6, 7, 8 games, love, you know, living down the Royal Blue. Yeah. That was the conversation was, he's got to be telling MacArthur, I don't care who's at bat, go get his ass.
Right.
Take him down. Right? And we appreciate that, and we're all for it. I just kind of wanted to kind of thought maybe where you were on that. And we agree. And that's all I got, Vern. Peace, love, and the dope. Go Royals.
Love it. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah. 10th inning. Man on first and third. First and third with two outs. James MacArthur, as you know, 10th inning. We got a tie game. Yeah, you could have walked Julio Rodriguez and had MacArthur with two outs try to get Mitch Garver. Yeah, and that's one of those things where I'm not acting. And Steve, you know, you're Scott, excuse me. We were talking about negative Steve. Scott, yeah. For those that say walk Julio, okay, that's a fair point. The point that was brought up in the press box was, I'll sleep a lot easier tonight if Mitch Garver beats me instead of Julio Rodriguez. And that is, how do you argue with that? It's a great point. And Julio smoked a 2-1 offering to the opposite field to drive in the fourth Seattle run. They would tack on two more on James MacArthur in the 10th, and then the bottom half of the inning, the Royals were right back in it. Lead off 2-run home run from Hunter Renfro, and just like that, at 6-5 with nobody out and the top of the lineup in the on-deck circle. Kyle Isbell goes to the opposite field, and now you got a tying run on first base with Garcia at the dish and Bobby at the on-deck circle and Vinny in the hole. Man, you can't draw it up any better than that. Michael grounds out, Bobby flies out, and Vinny hits a rocket right at the second baseman to end the game. Again, yes, disappointed that they lost, but man, Cole Reagans looked like an ace. Hunter Renfro looked like a perfect 6-7 hitter. Defensively, I need you to hit the cutoff, man, but nice day at the dish. Yeah, I'm disappointed, but, man, you know MJ's sky high right now. He's bummed out that the boys lost, but that's a nice little feather of confidence that he can stick in the cap. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Zach in Overland Park. Zach, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate the call, Vern. Overall, just pretty excited series. You know, Friday night, the big comeback yesterday, and then obviously disappointing today. I have a couple of questions for you. I think you've kind of covered one of them, though, so maybe I'm a little bit late to the party. I just wanted to know, Vern, my first question for you is, I know, like you've mentioned many times, it still is early in the season. I know we are over that 40, 50 game mark, but, I mean, how many more times do you think they'll run MacArthur out there kind of in like a hold position or maybe like a higher pressure position where, you know, you really need a guy to just come in there and go 1-2-3. And he's done that before, right? I mean, he got him a save the other night. So, you know, he is capable of that.
And well, Zach, I would say this. I'll let you get to the second question. I want to have a conversation real quick. To me, the James MacArthur question is answered pretty simply. Who has passed him up? Who would you rather see in those spots currently in that bullpen rather than James MacArthur?
I do like Will Smith. I do like this Will Klein kid, too. I mean, I was telling my father the other night, I was like, Jesus, man. I was like, this guy just came in here, dart. I was like, he's a bulldog. I was like, that's what I'm looking for as a manager. You know, somebody just comes in there. I don't care who's in front of me. I'm going to come in and I'm going to attack you.
Yeah, they got him good though. When that fastball's straight as a string, there, you know, 102 off of Cal Raleigh's bat, 104 from Mitch Haniger, 100 from Locklear. Victor Robles tagged him at 102, or I guess that was Josh Rojas.
Right.
But yeah, Will Klein had a rough go. Will Smith, you know, started off the season as the closer. I'm sure he'll get more opportunities. But with that, I mean, you know what it is with Will Smith, even with his velocity ticking up, it's still going to be about changing speeds, hitting your spots. He doesn't have the overpowering stuff that Klein and MacArthur have. And MacArthur, when he has his curveball and slider, he can be unhittable. Unfortunately, today he didn't have either one of those breaking balls that didn't appear. All right, what's your second question?
Yeah, Vern, I'd just like to – I think you give some good quality here on this question. What's your matchup predictions for this next series for the Yankees? I'm planning on going out to the game on either Tuesday night or Wednesday night, so just kind of wanted to see how you think this team matches up against them. Mm.
Thanks for the phone call, Zach. Appreciate it. Tuesday, that's the game to go to, by the way, if you can. Well, tomorrow's going to be great. Seth Lugo and Carlos Rodon, but then Brady Singer and Marcus Stroman, two showmen out there on the bump. I'm looking forward to Tuesday night. How do you match up? Boy, that's... Let me see. I like the Royals' defense, right? I think the Royals have the better defense. I think the rotations, as currently constructed, I'd say it's a slight edge to the Royals. Now, I look at the pitching matchups coming up in this series. Lugo, Rodon, I'll lean Royals. Singer, Stroman, I'll say that's a coin flip. Daniel Lynch with an opener in front of him opposite Cody Poteet, we'll say that's a coin flip. Alec Marsh and Nasty Nestor Cortez will give the slight edge to the Yankees. So, you know, you look at the rotation in this four-game series, I would say it's a push. Offensively, you know, superstar for superstar, Juan Soto and Aaron Judge opposite Salvi and Bobby Witts. Slight edge, maybe, to the New York Yankees, maybe. Oh, no. No. Edge to the Royals, excuse me. Shortstop and catcher, yeah, I'll take that over a center fielder and right fielder. But the offense as a whole, I'm going to side with the Yankees. The bullpen, I'm going to side with the Yankees. Team speed, I'll side with the Royals. So I'm expecting, hoping for a split at worst. Royals, by the way, are 5-7 so far in this gauntlet. This 19-game stretch against teams currently in playoff position. They're 5-7 with 7 to play. 4 against the Yankees and then 3 on the West Coast against the Dodgers. 5-7, but like I said when this thing started, it's not even so much about the record. Even if they have a bad record in this 19-game stretch, they're going to still have a good record for the season. What this 19-game stretch is about, in my opinion, are the lessons learned and the moments. The moments that teammates, individuals, coaches, other general managers, and of course, JJ and his staff, those moments that they can, in the dugout, tap into and say, the next time we're down in a big way, remember what we did against Seattle, down 8-0. Now, as far as the coaching staff, like, you know, you give guys opportunities. You let Kyle Isbell face the lefty last night. You see what Will Klein can do there in the seventh inning. You let James MacArthur face Julio Rodriguez. You know, you take all that information and you store it away the next time you're facing a Julio Rodriguez, which could be coming up in October. Because you're not going to face them anymore this season. And for the first time in the 48 years of these two teams meeting, they split the season series. How about that? 3-3 with an even run differential as well. 31 for the Royals, 31 runs scored for the Mariners. So a dead heat between these two teams. And I would not be shocked if you see them again come October. Would not be shocked if Julio Rodriguez comes up in a big spot in October. And that's when Q will have a decision to make. What's this bullpen look like by then? What's James MacArthur doing at that point? It's about the moments. It's about the lessons learned. Now, 5-7, man, they're well on their way to having a very, in my opinion, successful trip through the gauntlet. Royals lose in 10 innings, 6-5, the final score. If you're on hold, stay right there. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Melendez rockets one. Deep right field to the wall. Gone. You believe it? MJ Melendez got a fastball right down the chute. I had just mentioned Bauman's first pitches to the first three hitters. None of them found the strike zone. That one did, and it cost him 2 runs.
Oh, man. The Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, 431 feet. MJ ties it in the ninth inning. Royals were down to their final out. Down 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth after Vinny and Salvi went down swinging. Vinny went down looking. Who cares? They both went down. Nick Lofton. It's ahead in the count, 3-1, and rifles one to right center field for his first extra base hit of the season. And then MJ Melendez, as you heard, just tattooed one. His first career game-tying home run in the ninth inning or later. Let's hear what MJ had to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Obviously a situation, those are situations that, you want to be in, try to, impact the game, help the team win. So obviously when I saw it go over, just super excited and super pumped up.
Change for you guys after facing Kirby for those 6 or 7 innings to, getting into their bullpen to spark this rally that you guys want to?
Yeah, he was really good today. Obviously, he went deep into the game as well. So, once he was able to get whenever we got him out of the game, you know, pitch count got up a little bit, and we were able to put some at bats together, score some runs. But you know, obviously they got a really good staff over there, and you know, he had a good game today.
Obviously, you know, that pitch is with the home run, that pitch is in the middle of the plate, but are you going up there ready to swing and, you know, do damage?
Yeah. Yeah, something I kind of talked about in the beginning of the season, you know, going back to the offseason, you know, I try to put myself in those kind of situations in my head, like, hey, bottom of the ninth, down by one, down by two, and, you know, practice that so whenever it goes to the game, I can, you know, calm myself down and think of a plan and approach of what to do, and was able to do that today, and felt pretty good about it.
Yeah, you should. MJ Melendez now hasn't been red hot, right? He's 3 for his last 31. However, all three of those hits have been big flies, 3 homers in his last 8 games. That one tied it up in the ninth, but the Royals fall in 10, 6-5, the final score. 913-586-7610. Let's head out to Junction City. Let's talk with Steve. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Brother Vern?
How are you?
I'm good and bad. The fans is what I want to talk about today. We went from the worst team in baseball last year to one of the top 7 in baseball this year in a small market club. I don't know if these fans remember back in the 70s when I started watching, when, you know, we'd go toe-to-toe with the Yankees almost every year, and almost every year they'd put us out. But we were proud of our team. We're not the Yankees. We're not the Dodgers. We can't throw $1 billion every year. But the improvement that this team has made, and you still have people on social media calling for Hughes, calling for MacArthur to be DFA'd. And replacing with who? You said the same thing, Vern. Replacing with who? You have who you have at this point, and everybody knows we're going to have to do something at the trade deadline. But, man, we can't just be happy. We want everybody fired. Everybody, you know, it's just crazy. And yeah, I've always just been proud of the Royals for being able to field the teams that we've fielded, the World Series we've won, the, you know, just going toe-to-toe. We just beat 2 out of 3, the number one team in the West. And they're still complaining, you know, and I just don't understand people like that. That's all I got.
I got you, Steve. Well, you mentioned you remember the teams in the 70s butting heads with the Yankees. Well, that call right there and everything that you just said, to me, is an example of your experience, your age, your wisdom. For those on social media calling, I'm not really on much social media. I used to be, and then it ruined all of my fun. Like, I have a great, like, my dream job. I have it. I'm at a big league ball game every single day. And social media was ruining that for me. It was so toxic, so negative, that I had to say I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry, boss. Sorry, you know, people that employ me, that want to employ me. But for my own mental health, shoot, forget that. For my own enjoyment of my job and life, I had to get off social media because it is a cesspool. But no one denies it's a cesspool. So honestly, what I would say, Steve, is say goodbye to social media. But I do disagree with something that you said. You know, you're like, why can't people just be happy? Steve, I promise you, 95% of Royals fans are extremely happy. You know, of the 21,000 that were here today, you know, there's 50 that are angry, right? The other 20,950 are just so in love with this team that's 12 games above 500 that just lost a heartbreaker and then says, hey, we got Seth Lugo pitching tomorrow, and then Brady Singer after that. And did you see what Cole Reagans did? I think most fans are happy. But this show and sports radio is often akin to the cable company where you only call up if you have a complaint. Now, occasionally you have a game like we did back on Friday where it is just a straight-up love fest. We're partying. We're telling each other how much we care about one another. We're making new friends like we did on Friday. Yeah, that happens every once in a while. But for the most part, and I probably shouldn't be saying this because this would turn people off to sports radio, but hey, whatever. Baseball and sports radio don't often mix well. Steve, I like you, though, man. I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. John was in the building today. John, you're one of the 21,000. Are you happy or angry?
I am relatively happy. I agree with your social media advice, too. But I have a question, and it may have got addressed by Q. I didn't get to hear the post game or anything, but when we bring in Blanco, why doesn't he steal? Why don't we have him try to steal second there, down one, nobody out in the tent? Did he address that at all?
No, he didn't. But go ahead.
Well, I'm like, that's why he's on the team, right? You know, no guts, no glory, right? That's the perfect spot for him.
Yeah, and he was going to steal, but you know, the first pitch as he's standing there on first base, the first pitch was fouled off. And then the second pitch was a ground ball, and he was put out at second base. So he never had a chance to steal.
Well, he had two chances that you just described.
Okay, well, a foul ball means you go back to first, and when you're out at second base, that means you go to the dugout.
So
he didn't have a chance.
I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm just saying he two pitches went by and he didn't try, and I thought.
Okay, well, I appreciate the phone call. I just don't think it's getting through. Did I explain that poorly? Quentin Morris hanging out with us once again back there. Did I explain that poorly? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, if
can't steal second base.
Yeah, pitch was fouled off, so it's a dead ball, and then there was a ground ball, so he ran to second. And even if it's a hit and run, that ball was hit pretty hard.
Appreciate it, yeah. 83 miles per hour off of the bat. All right. Sure. Trust me, Dyrone Blanco wanted to run. The team wanted him to steal second base. It just doesn't always go according to plan. Andrew from Andrew was at the game as well. Andrew, how about you? Angry? Happy? Where you at?
I'm very happy, Vern. I'm a very positive person here. We've been nitpicking for the last while, and people have every right to do so, but
sure.
I wanted to have a little more fun with this phone call and play a hypothetical with you here. It's no kept secret that this team chemistry is phenomenal, and it's a bad worst kept secret that we got to do something at the deadline in the bullpen. My question / hypothetical for you is, is there a way that we can go out and get a high-end back-of-the-bullpen arm without giving up any of these core guys and just going into the farm system? Or are we going to have to give up some major league talent to make a big splash at the deadline going into the fall?
No, you could part with a minor league prospect and acquire a reliever. I don't think they're going to part with a high-end prospect to bring in that big-name reliever. But I do believe that they'll bring in a bullpen arm or two, and the guy that they trade away to acquire said arm, you've never heard of him.
Yeah.
That's what I think's gonna happen.
I guess, you know, one can wish, but you know, you look at some teams that aren't going to be anywhere near the playoffs, specifically the Athletics. You know what they have going on with, I believe it's Mason Miller is his name, and just he's on the wish list, but I didn't know if someone would be available.
I don't think that's happening. I mean, that guy has, I think, 5 years of team control.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
yeah,
the
Rangers gave up Cole Reagans, even though they didn't know he was going to turn into this. They gave up Cole Reagans for 2 months of Aroldis Chapman. You're trying to get 5 years of a guy that throws even harder than Aroldis Chapman? you got to back up the prospect Brinks truck, and I don't think J.J. Piccolo will, nor do I believe he should do that.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for placing it. Thanks for being the positive person that you are, Andrew. Let's go to Will in South Kansas City. Speaking of positivity, Will, how you been, man?
What's going on, my brother? How's it going, man?
Nice to hear from you. It's going well.
How can you not be happy today?
Exactly.
I mean, this was such an exciting ball game, and the whole weekend, you just got to be proud of the guys, right? I mean, you see Melendez step up in that situation, the way he struggled this season. and the way he's played this weekend. How can you not be happy about that? And Hunter Renthrow. You know, I mean, Cole Reagans. I mean, you could just go on and on about the positive things from this baseball game and from the whole weekend. Yeah. And more importantly than that, the whole season. In years past, the last 4 or 5 years, on June 9th, our season was over.
Yeah, we're talking Mahomes and stuff.
Exactly. But here's a question I have for you, Josh, and maybe you can look this up because I'll listen to every game. And it just seems to me like Cole Reagans, he leaves the game after a quality start in the 6th, 7th inning, and it's like 1-1, and, you know, and he's not getting the opportunity to get the win, even if we come back and win the game later. Has that happened a lot, or is it just me? Because today I feel bad for him. You want to talk about something that makes me unhappy. A guy that goes out and pitches like that today, right?
Right.
And he got a no decision, right?
Correct.
Okay, so has that happened a lot this season, or is it just me?
Now, and you have to remember, Will, I mean, he's normally lining up against the other team's opening day guy or their number two guy. Today, George Kirby's no slouch. Today was his 14th start of the season. And in those 14 games, the Royals are 7-7. You know, he's much better than a .500 pitcher.
He's normally
going up against a horse on the other side. The numbers for Reagans are amazing. Today, 14 starts, 9 of them have been quality. He's held opponents to 1 run or no runs in 8 of his 14 outings, and yet his personal record is 4-4 this year. So, yeah, he hasn't always received the most run support, but I'm not going to put this on the offense. At times, he was outdueled by Pablo Lopez once. The bullpen let him down a couple of times. The offense has let him down a couple of times. Will, there's always more than one thing. You know, baseball's all about the nuance. There's a lot that goes into the disappointing record of Cole Reagans, even though the numbers are eye-popping. Reagans, by the way, 89 strikeouts, third best in baseball. His ERA shrunk to 3.08. That's top 5 in Major League Baseball. Will, always nice hearing from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Well, speaking of Cole Reagans, let's hear what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Control kind of got a little bit away from me, started falling behind guys, babying the changeup a little bit there late. But overall, I thought it was solid.
The leadoff homer is obviously not what you want, but then to be able to settle down like you did, kind of how do you make that quick adjustment?
You just got to move on. There's a lot of game left. And, you know, with the guys we have, I mean, they can put up runs a crooked number at any point. So just move on and you know, just try to limit the damage to that.
What was your, your impressions of seeing MJ kind of put out there for you guys at that night thing to send the extras?
I mean, it doesn't matter who's at the plate. They're all unbelievable. I mean, Renthrow with the two-run homer right there, MJ with the two-run homer right there, Izzy with the bunt and to get us on the board. I mean, it's all of them are, you know, up and down the lineup. It's fun to watch. It's incredible.
How did you feel just with your changeup today again? It seemed like they weren't seeing it very well.
Yeah, I thought it was a good pitch, you know. Late, felt like I kind of babied it a little bit, kind of stopped throwing it in the zone. But overall, I thought, good results with it.
You mean
late in the game today, like the 5th inning there, a little bit in the 6th as well, just kind of not commanding it as well, kind of, you know, trying to be too perfect with it instead of throwing it like I was in the beginning of the game.
And then to your slider as well, sacks on that pitch.
Yeah, I thought it was good today. I got some good swing and miss with it. I used it behind in the count, I think a couple times, 3-1, 3-2. I think it's been good lately.
It's Cole Reagans following 6 innings of 1-run baseball, 3 hits, only 1 walk, 9 strikeouts for the young lefty. It's already the 4th time this season he's recorded at least 9 strikeouts in a start. He gives up the leadoff home run to J.P. Crawford to open up the game, and then he retires 18 of the next 21 he faces. Cole Reagans, my friends, is simply sensational. That 10-pitch battle with Mitch Garver to finish off the sixth inning when he strikes him out with that slider, and so, boy, did he let out a tribal scream after that punch-out. His season-high 107 pitches. Great effort today from Cole Reagans. Solid effort really all around, just sometimes you're going to lose. And today, you lost. And yes, we're disappointed, but that seems to be the theme of this show today. Yes, you're disappointed in the loss, but MJ, Renfro, the desire, the belief that the team had, but really the belief that you and I had throughout this game. We always thought they were going to come back. Yeah, we're disappointed, but your ace, once again, did ace-like stuff. Let's go to Logan in Sedalia. Logan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
What up, Vern? Love the show. Man? Love the show, Vern.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to go over this too much, but I like MacArthur. I love the team. Super happy that, you know, we care. Like, everybody cares right now. But
right.
With MacArthur, I don't feel like he steps out there and he strikes fear into the opponent. I think he'd be great in the eighth inning.
Who does? You know, who does? Who strikes fear in you?
The Minnesota closer.
I mean someone on the Royals. Yeah, I'm with you on that, but I mean someone on the Royals.
I mean, do you think Zerpa could come out and because, I mean, I'm thinking of a guy that throws hard and has some swag.
He's got the stones to do it. I don't know if he has the off-speed stuff to wipe the floor with the final three hitters of the game.
What about Chris Bubich? You think he could close when he comes back?
I certainly wouldn't say no. You know, he's got swing and miss stuff. Let me tell you this. In my opinion, for what it's worth, the best stuff in that bullpen is still James MacArthur. And he didn't have the good stuff today, right? But I still think he has the best. Chris Bubich joins that bullpen, we can have a different conversation, but that's still, I think, a ways away. You know, post All-Star break, I would say, is when we can really start having that conversation. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. Again, I think we're all on the same page when it comes to the bullpen. Honestly, I think the organization's on the same page that you guys are. They know they need more strikeout per nine out of that bullpen, but they've known that since spring training. I'm not saying, hey, well, good job identifying it, you know, but they were aware of it. And if the team's in it, and they are in it, they'll address it. Again, what have you seen from this organization in the past 6 months that would make you think otherwise? They backed it up for Bobby. They went the extra mile after signing Lugo and then signed Michael Wacha. They didn't give guys jobs because, well, you're the vet. No, Alec Marsh, this is your rotation spot. Sorry, Lynch, you're going to Omaha. Oh, sorry, Will Smith, we're not sticking with you in the closer's role. James MacArthur's taken it from you. It's been aggressive. This organization has been aggressive for the past 6 months. I wouldn't expect that to change in the next two, right? You're 12 games above 500. The city's on fire for this team. You're not going to dump a bucket of cold water on it. I don't think they're going to spray gasoline on it with some big trade acquisition, but they're certainly not going to snuff out this blaze. Royals fall in 10 innings, 6-5. We get right back to your thoughts after this.
Reagans delivers again. Got him swinging. Strike three. Slider down and in. Cole Reagans ends his afternoon with his ninth strikeout of the game. And his career high tying 22nd swing and miss. Oh, he's pumped up. A big fist pump headed back to the first base dugout. Six innings of one-run ball for Cole Reagans this afternoon.
His ninth quality start of the season in his 14th trip to the Hill. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Cole Reagans does not factor in the decision. James MacArthur suffers his third loss of the season as a game that was always just out of reach. Royals fall behind 1-0 in the first inning. Tie it up in the fifth, thanks to a sacrifice from Kyle Isbell. Well, really, They tie it up in the fifth inning because of some great base running from Freddie Freeman. Great job going first to third on Hunter Renfro's single to left. Great job by Freddie. So 1-1 after five, Will Klein would give two up in the seventh as he was just getting tagged. 3-1 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and with two outs and a man on, MJ Melendez tied it up with a 431-foot bomb. We go to extras. MacArthur comes in, walks two batters, gives up three runs, two earned runs. Royals get two runs back in the bottom half of the 10th thanks to a two-run blast from Hunter Renfro, but they fall just short. One run short, they lose in 10-6-5, the final score. Cole Ragans, as a Kansas City Royal, has now made 26 starts. He's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. His ERA as a Royal, 26 starts, 2.87. Guy's got 187 strikeouts and just 150 innings pitched in Royal Blue. And all it took was 2 months of Aroldis Chapman, and they threw in that Rony Cabrera dude, too. Man, what a trade. Trade deadline, by the way, still more than a month and a half away. Trade deadline coming your way at the end of July. Let's go back to the phone calls. We go to Bryce in Smithville. Bryce, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I don't have anything but good to say today. It was fun. I was here in the house watching the game. And, I found myself screaming after Melendez tied it there in the ninth. But, I just want to say, I love Cole Ragans. One of my favorite pickups in a long time. You know, just to see him go out there and play like he did. And then listening to him on the phone call with you, it was just like, you know, I love the guy. I was like, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He just kind of, keeps it level-headed, and he gives you the facts. But, you know, I feel like he didn't give himself enough credit today, and, you know, I wish we could have backed it up with a win. But, other than that, you know, just listening to folks speak about, you know, what we can do and what we can get, who we can get for some relieving pitching. It's just tough to say because, like you just said, you know, trade deadline's a month and a half away, end of July. I feel like let's just keep riding with who we got. You know, MacArthur, I was just in the gas station probably like 20 minutes ago, and I'm wearing my hat in there, and I'm in between two guys. I get stopped by one. He asked me, you know, did the Royals win today? I gave him the whole rundown of what happened. The guy behind me, you know, he's supporting, and we're starting talking about the next, you know, stretch with the Yankees and the Dodgers that we have. And it just felt really good again. It was that energy that we've had when we were doing good in 14 right. and 15. I don't always want to keep talking about 14 and 15. It's like, what can we do now? What can we do in the future? It's like, I feel like we've waited too long to keep talking about the past, but I feel like to recognize the past is to get us to where we are now. And it was just really cool because I felt that energy again, where it's like people are like talking about the Royals, you know, people are excited. And, you know, it was just one thing that he said. I looked at him, I said, you know, MacArthur has these games where, you know, it wasn't him that started the issue. You know, we had Will Klein. I don't have anything bad to say about Will Klein. He's still young. He's coming in. He's doing what he can.
He's been here for like a
but
minute.
But the team's backing it up on the bats. And what I said to him, I was like, hey, man, you know, sometimes MacArthur comes in, you know, he'll struggle, and then he'll come in a night later, a day or two after, and, you know, he'll close it down, and people want to change their stance on him.
Well, you know what that is, Bryce. Bryce, thanks for the phone call. You know what that is. I mean, that's 85% of big leaguers, 85% of big leaguers, period. Relievers, hitters, starters, whatever. They're inconsistent. If they were consistent, they'd be all-stars. But a majority of them are not all-stars because they struggle to find consistency. And to me, I don't think you can say anything definitively about who or what James MacArthur is. He just hasn't done enough in the big leagues. I mean, he's been a big leaguer really for, what, 3 months? 4 months? Well, it's just not a large enough sample size to say, well, you got to stick with him because this, that, and the other. No, I mean, he's putting together right now the description of what type of reliever he's going to be. You know, he's still writing his own story. Your point about Cole Reagans not receiving enough credits, I think that's exactly how he's... I think he's perfectly fine with that. You know, the first moment this spring where I was like, wow, you know, this is it's a little different out here, was the conversation I had with Cole Reagans, where everything came back to the team. Everything came back to winning. And you know about this offseason, how much hype, how much discussion there was about what Cole Reagans can be for this team moving forward. He had put it all out of his mind. It was a one-track mind for Reagans and really that entire spring training clubhouse, and that is the team. You know, the team, the team, the team. And this team right now is on pace to win 96 games. Nothing wrong with bringing up 2014 and 2015. I do snicker when you say, we've been talking about it for too long. Because when I got here, 2012, we were still talking about 1985. And every other month, you know, George had to come out and throw the first pitch, or Frank had to show up and, you know, begrudgingly throw the first pitch. Now they can just enjoy, well, for most of them, they can just enjoy their retirement now. Royals fall in 10-6-5, the final score. Let's go back to the calls. 913-586-7610. We go to Matt in Kansas City. Matt, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
Well, thank you. I mean, nothing negative. We fleeced the Rangers on the Reagans deal. We're playing great ball. We won 2 out of 3. We're in a gauntlet schedule coming up. I mean, no one in their right mind thought this was going to happen, but I need you to settle a strategy question here in the bottom of the 10th. I don't want to be negative. I just want your opinion. I heard the previous caller, but I think I understand the situation a little bit better and see what you would have done. After Renfro hits the home run, we bring in Blanco. I see 3 options. 1, to do the hit and run. 2, lay down a bunt, or 3, have Garcia take until 0-1 or 2 to let Blanco steal second, and then we could have got him over and in on Bobby's fly ball. I was screaming to let him take and steal, because why would you take Isbell out of the game if that wasn't in your intention? Because he can run 2 on a hit and run, but just wanted to see your opinion on that. I mean, great time for baseball in Kansas City. Couldn't be more excited, and love listening to the show. Thanks again.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, listen, and you know, we addressed this a little bit ago, but Dairon Blanco was brought into the game to steal second base. It's a 6-5 Seattle lead. Blanco's on first, and there's nobody out, and Michael Garcia's at the dish. I'm against bunting Michael Garcia, to be quite honest with you. Now, he could allow Dairon Blanco to have a chance to steal second base, but if you look at the first pitch that Michael saw, it was a 92-mile-per-hour fastball right in the center of the plate. I don't know how you spit on that, especially when you are such a quality hitter, especially an opposite field hitter. The hit and run, to me what it comes down to is you got to give Blanco a chance to steal second base. Garcia didn't do that. But I'm not coming down all that hard on Mikey, or Michael Garcia. I don't know why I call him Mikey, but it's not as if he, deviated outside of the strike zone. He put solid swings on pitches that were well executed by the right-hander out of the Mariners' bullpen. So, no, I trust, and the young man's baseball IQ is through the roof. I mean, he's not up there going, no, I'm trying to swing for the fences. He knows Blanco's needs an opportunity to steal second, but he also knows if I, give up the first 2 pitches, I could be in the hole 0-2. Yeah, I don't know. What I do know is I wasn't thinking bunt. I was thinking give him a chance to steal second base. I don't think you need to call a hit and run with Blanco, Because if you hit it, he'll be running. I have to imagine he'll find his way to third regardless of where you hit it. If that ball finds grass, Blanco's going to be on third. So not a fan of a bunt, not a fan of a hit and run. I'm all for the giving them a chance to steal second base. But I also have an immense amount of confidence in Michael Garcia to make the proper move, the proper baseball play. And he didn't come through there. Didn't come through, but he's come through more times than not. Bobby then flew out. Vinny then grounded out. And that was your ball game. Royals lose 6-5 in 10 innings. And text line, I know there's some of you upset. And, you know, to me, you just like to be upset. If you want to hear a post-game show after this game, you want to hear someone rant and rave, go find a neighborhood idiot, and they'll rant and rave for you. But anyone that is irate after this one is just that. They're an idiot. I'm sorry. They're dumb. They don't know baseball. They don't understand Royals baseball. They haven't been watching this season. There's just nothing to be frustrated by. There are things to dissect, as we've done. Right, MacArthur, Garcia, Blanco, Will Klein. Well, those are all fine points. But if you're angry, if you listen to this show and say, oh, Vern, just a bunch of excuses from this homer on the radio, you're an idiot. Go listen to another station or, yeah, really, I don't care what you do. Just stop listening to my show. 913-586-7610. I know my boss is going to text me and, no. Please don't tell people to stop listening. Royals are on pace to win 96 games. Let's go back to the phones. And Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're on the postgame show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. You just hit it on the head. We're in June, early part of June, and this team made 56 wins last year, and you just said we're on a brink for going 96. Anybody that can be horribly upset to where we are right now is on the wrong sort of dope, best I could tell. The question that I have, and I know that MacArthur isn't the answer, my question is the strategy that was used even if the Royals pitched to Rodriguez. Rodriguez was like a 340, 350 batting average with runners in scoring position, and the guy that was coming up was hitting 180. My question is, how could you even think about doing other than putting Rodriguez on and taking your chance with 180 hitter?
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Julio Rodriguez, forget the statistics. Yeah, is a much better player than Mitch Garver. Listen, I'm not going to disagree with you. If you wanted to put Julio Rodriguez on, and wait, no, I'm not going to fight you. I disagreed in the moment. But now with the benefit of hindsight, you're right. I can't fight you. I'm not going to fight you. But as the game was progressing, we were having this very conversation in the press box. And the gentleman seated to my right said, I'd walk him. I'd put him on. I'll sleep a lot easier tonight if Mitch Garver beats me than I would Julio Rodriguez, which is a salient point. I mean, how do you fight that? How do you argue that? I didn't. I said good point, but it's not a big game. Hey, I'm sorry, it's not. This isn't a division game. You already won the series. To me, the investment or the confidence maybe that you instill in James MacArthur, you know, go get him. I don't care who it is in the box. Go get him. Go attack him. He did, and Rodriguez made him pay. 110-mile-per-hour line drive to the opposite field puts Seattle in front 4-3. They would tack on two more, two batters later, you know. So for as much as... Maybe Mitch Garver grounds out and the bases are left loaded and it's still a 3-3 game going to the bottom of the 10th inning. We'll never know. What we do know is James MacArthur walked Mitch Garver and then threw three straight curveballs to basically the same spot to Cal Raleigh and Raleigh made him pay on the third, ripping it to right field for a two-run single. Maybe things turn out differently, no doubt, maybe. But in the moment, I wasn't saying walk Julio, so I'm not going to be like so many people in sports radio and act like I always had it figured out or use the benefit of hindsight. I just try to be honest with you or what I was thinking at the time. Appreciate it, though. Great point. And yeah, if Rick, if I was with you, I'm sure I would have heard you yelling at the radio, yelling at the TV, because, yeah, as it turned out, you're 100% right. We think. Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
I have a few questions, Vern. About the Jameson Carter situation, I'm kind of leaning on MacArthur. I think you can do one of two options. You can either put in Angel Serpa, and I know that he doesn't have the, you know, go fire it like a.
Well, he pitched earlier in the game.
Yeah, but how about calling one of three people? How about calling up Chandler Champagne, Viziano, or John McMillan? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Well, real quick, for what now? Who are they replacing? They're replacing somebody?
Well, I'm saying, like, maybe you give, like, not every time, but, like, maybe every other day or something when MacArthur struggles, you can, like, the next day put in, like, Champlain or somebody else to, like, you know, give MacArthur time to reflect.
I appreciate it. I don't know if that – thanks for the phone call, Garrett. There are no bad ideas. Although when I hear that, I think you know, I've heard from a lot of, especially hitters, you know, that, man, when I know if I go 0-for-3 that I'm going to be on the bench the next day, I'm pressing the moment I wake up. I don't know if you want to say, James, you're our closer, unless you stink, and then we're probably going to give you a few days off, and then we'll come back. Now, you want to be consistent, so I don't know if I'm a fan of that. The names that you mentioned, John McMillan. You know, loved what we saw from him last year. He's struggled to find consistency down in the minor leagues. And as J.J. Piccolo said a few weeks ago, you know, we're in it now. This isn't, we're not running tryouts at the big league level. If you want to play on this team, you got to earn it. John McMillan hasn't earned it. Anthony Veneziano, to me, isn't a one-inning reliever. He's a multi-inning reliever or a starting pitcher. I don't think he has the stuff to just let it eat for three outs. And then Chandler Champlain, man, I like that dude a lot. But I like him as a starting pitcher. As of now, hey, we get to August, we get to September. As we remember with Brandon Finnegan, man, if you can help us bring yourself to the big league club. We get to September and Champlain is still dealing in Omaha. Okay, we could have a conversation about adding him, no doubt. But right now, no, I want him staying stretched out. I want him continuing to build the stuff, the mentality, the strength to be a starting pitcher that this team can utilize in the near future. I mean, I'm hoping that Champlain's fighting for a rotation spot next spring. Way to go. Way to stay locked in on the names down in the minor leagues, Garrett. Not surprised. You're a diehard Royals fan, but nice job. Champlain, for those unfamiliar, was one of the three arms acquired in the Andrew Benintendi trade a few years ago with the New York Yankees. Garrett, always nice hearing from you, buddy. Thank you very much. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Vern. Doing good. How you doing? You hanging in there?
You know it. You know it.
I hear you, buddy. So, you know, they came up a little short today, but that's okay. They still won 2 out of 3. The M's have one of the better pitching staffs in the majors. So, you know, I'm cool with that. Speaking of pitchers, Cole Reagans, way to go. Tip my cap to that guy. Just another outstanding performance. Keep up the great, great work. And then today, Warren, there was, what, about 21,000 close to it. And then when Melendez hit that home run, sounded like 31,000. Great job by him. Great job by the fans. Keep it up. And we got a 4-game series coming up. I loathe those Yankees. And you know I loathe their New York style crap pizza.
What's wrong with their pizza? You don't even like the pizza?
Man, OSP rules this town. If I want a grilled cheese and fold it in half, I'll make a sandwich. But Vern, hey, our boys in Green, let's beat those damn Yankees. And as always, let's go Royals.
Matt in Arizona writes in on the text line, bring on the Yankees, bring on the Dodgers. Peggy from Lenexa says she took her family to the game today and they had a great time. 8-year-old Isaac ran the bases and said he felt like a real Kansas City Royal. Way to go, Peggy. John in Olathe writes in, Vern, tough loss, 40 more losses, and it'll be a great season. Oh, that's one way to put it. Nice job, John. Yeah, with one more win, the Royal...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Reagans delivers again. Got him swinging. Strike three. Slider down and in. Cole Reagans ends his afternoon with his 9th strikeout of the game. And his career high tying 22nd swing and miss. Oh, he's pumped up. A big fist pump headed back to the first base dugout. 6 innings of 1-run ball for Cole Reagans this afternoon.
His ninth quality start of the season in his 14th trip to the Hill. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Cole Ragans does not factor in the decision. James McArthur suffers his third loss of the season as a game that was always just out of reach. Royals fall behind 1-0 in the first inning. Tie it up in the fifth, thanks to a sacrifice from Kyle Isbell. Well, really, they tie it up in the fifth inning because of some great base running from Freddie Fermin. Great job going first to third on Hunter Renfro's single to left. Great job by Freddie. So 1-1 after five, Will Klein would give two up in the seventh as he was just getting tagged. 3-1 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and with two outs and a man on, MJ Melendez tied it up with a 431-foot bomb. We go to extras. McArthur comes in, walks two batters, gives up three runs, two earned runs. Royals get two runs back in the bottom half of the 10th thanks to a two-run blast from Hunter Renfro, but they fall just short. One run short, they lose in 10-6-5. The final score. Cole Ragans, as a Kansas City Royal, has now made 26 starts. He's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. His ERA as a Royal, 26 starts, 2.87. Guy's got 187 strikeouts and just 150 innings pitched in Royal Blue. And all it took was 2 months of Aroldis Chapman, and they threw in that Rony Cabrera dude, too. Man, what a trade. Trade deadline, by the way, still more than a month and a half away. Trade deadline coming your way at the end of July. Let's go back to the phone calls. We go to Bryce in Smithville. Bryce, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I don't have anything but good to say today. It was fun. I was here in the house watching the game. And, I found myself screaming after Melendez tied it there in the ninth. But, I just want to say, I was like, I love Cole Ragans. One of my favorite pickups in a long time. You know, just to see him go out there and play like he did. And then listening to him on the phone call with you, it was just like, you know, I love the guy. I was like, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He just kind of, keeps it level-headed, and he gives you the facts. But, you know, I feel like he didn't give himself enough credit today, and, you know, I wish we could have backed it up with a win. But, other than that, you know, just listening to folks speak about, you know, what we can do and what we can get, who we can give for some relieving pitching. It's just tough to say because, like you just said, you know, trade deadline's a month and a half away into July. I feel like let's just keep riding with who we got. You know, McArthur, I was just in the gas station probably like 20 minutes ago, and I'm wearing my hat in there, and I'm in between two guys. I get stopped by one. He asked me, you know, did the Royals win today? I gave him the whole rundown of what happened. The guy behind me, you know, he's supporting it, and we're starting talking about the next, you know, stretch with the Yankees and the Dodgers that we have, and it just felt really good again. It was that energy that we've had when we were doing good in 14 right. and 15. I don't always want to keep talking about 14 and 15. It's like, what can we do now? What can we do in the future? It's like, I feel like we've waited too long to keep talking about the past, but I feel like to recognize the past is to get us to where we are now. And it was just really cool because it like, I felt that energy again, where it's like, people are like talking about the Royals, you know, people are excited. And, you know, it was just one thing that he said. I looked at him, I said, you know, McArthur has these games where, you know, it wasn't him that started the issue. You know, we had Will Klein. I don't have anything bad to say about Will Klein. He's still young. He's coming in. He's doing what he can.
Been here for like a minute.
But the
right.
team's backing it up on the bats. And what I said to him, I was like, hey man, you know, sometimes McArthur comes in, you know, he'll struggle, and then he'll come in a night later, a day or two after, and, you know, he'll close it down, and people want to change their stance on him.
Well, you know what that is, Bryce. Bryce, thanks for the phone call. You know what that is. I mean, that's 85% of big leaguers, 85% of big leaguers, period. Relievers, hitters, starters, whatever. They're inconsistent. If they were consistent, they'd be all-stars. But a majority of them are not all-stars because they struggle to find consistency. And to me, I don't think you can say anything definitively about who or what James McArthur is. He just hasn't done enough in the big leagues. I mean, he's been a big leaguer really for, what, 3 months? 4 months? Well, it's just not a large enough sample size to say, well, you got to stick with him because this, that, and the other. No, I mean, he's putting together right now the description of what type of reliever he's going to be. You know, he's still writing his own story. Your point about Cole Reagans not receiving enough credit, I think that's exactly how he's... I think he's perfectly fine with that. You know, the first moment this spring where I was like, wow, you know, this is, it's a little different out here, was a conversation I had with Cole Reagans where everything came back to the team. Everything came back to winning. And you know about this offseason, how much hype, how much discussion there was about what Cole Reagans can be for this team moving forward. He had put it all out of his mind. It was a one-track mind for Reagans and really that entire spring training clubhouse, and that is the team. You know, the team, the team, the team. And this team right now is on pace to win 96 games. Nothing wrong with bringing up 2014 and 2015. I do snicker when you say, well, we've been talking about it for too long. Because when I got here, 2012, we were still talking about 1985. And every other month, you know, George had to come out and throw the first pitch, or Frank had to show up and, you know, begrudgingly throw the first pitch. Now they can just enjoy, well, for most of them, they can just enjoy their retirement now. Royals fall in 10-6-5, the final score. Let's go back to the calls. 913-586-7610. We go to Matt in Kansas City. Matt, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
Well, thank you. I mean, nothing negative. We fleeced the Rangers on the Reagans deal. We're playing great ball. We won 2 out of 3. We're in a gauntlet schedule coming up. I mean, no one in their right mind thought this was going to happen, but I need you to settle a strategy question here in the bottom of the 10th. I don't want to be negative. I just want your opinion. I heard the previous caller, but I think I understand the situation a little bit better and see what you would have done. After Renfro hits the home run, we bring in Blanco. I see 3 options. 1, to do the hit and run. 2, lay down a bunt. Or 3, have Garcia take until 0-1 or 2 to let Blanco steal second, and then we could have got him over and in on Bobby's fly ball. I was screaming to let him take and steal because why would you take Isbell out of the game if that wasn't in your intention? Because he can run 2 on a hit and run. But just wanted to see your opinion on that. I mean, great time for baseball in Kansas City. Couldn't be more excited, and love listening to the show. Thanks again.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, listen, and you know, we addressed this a little bit ago, but Tyrone Blanco was brought into the game to steal second base. It's a 6-5 Seattle lead. Blanco's on first, and there's nobody out, and Michael Garcia's at the dish. I'm against bunting Michael Garcia, to be quite honest with you. Now, he could allow Tyrone Blanco to have a chance to steal second base, but if you look at the first pitch that Michael saw, it was a 92-mile-per-hour fastball right in the center of the plate. I don't know how you spit on that, especially when you are such a quality hitter, especially an opposite field hitter. The hit and run, to me, what it comes down to is you got to give Blanco a chance to steal second base. Garcia didn't do that. But I'm not coming down all that hard on Mikey. Or Michael Garcia. I don't know why I call him Mikey. But it's not as if he, deviated outside of the strike zone. He put solid swings on pitches that were well executed by the right-hander out of the Mariners bullpen. So, no, I trust, and the young man's baseball IQ is through the roof. I mean, he's not up there going, no, I'm trying to swing for the fences. He knows Blanco's needs an opportunity to steal second, but he also knows if I, give up the first two pitches, I could be in the hole 0-2. Yeah, I don't know. What I do know is I wasn't thinking bunt. I was thinking give him a chance to steal second base. I don't think you need to call a hit and run with Blanco, because if you hit it, he'll be running. I have to imagine he'll find his way to third regardless of where you hit it. If that ball finds grass, Blanco's going to be on third. So not a fan of a bunt, not a fan of a hit and run. I'm all for the giving him a chance to steal second base. But I also have an immense amount of confidence in Michael Garcia to make the proper move, the proper baseball play. And he didn't come through there. Didn't come through, but he's come through more times than not. Bobby then flew out. Vinny then grounded out. And that was your ball game. Royals lose 6-5 in 10 innings. And text line, I know there's some of you upset. And, you know, to me, you just like to be upset. If you want to hear a post-game show after this game, you want to hear someone rant and rave, go find a neighborhood idiot, and they'll rant and rave for you. But anyone that is irate after this one is just that. They're an idiot. I'm sorry. They're dumb. They don't know baseball. They don't understand Royals baseball. They haven't been watching this season. There's just nothing to be frustrated by. There are things to dissect, as we've done. Right, MacArthur, Garcia, Blanco, Will Klein. Well, those are all fine points. But if you're angry, if you listen to the show and say, oh, Vern, just a bunch of excuses from this homer on the radio, you're an idiot. Go listen to another station or, yeah, really, I don't care what you do. Just stop listening to my show. 913-586-7610. I know my boss is going to text me and, no. Please don't tell people to stop listening. Royals are on pace to win 96 games. Let's go back to the phones. And Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're on the postgame show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. You just hit it on the head. We're in June, early part of June, and this team made 56 wins last year, and you just said we're on a brink for going 96. Anybody that can be horribly upset to where we are right now is on the wrong sort of dope, best I could tell. The question that I have, and I know that MacArthur isn't the answer, my question is the strategy that was used even if the Royals pitched to Rodriguez. Rodriguez was like a 340, 350 batting average with runners in scoring position, and the guy that was coming up was hitting 180. My question is, how could you even think about doing other than putting Rodriguez on and taking your chance with a 180 hitter?
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Julio Rodriguez, forget the statistics. Yeah, is a much better player than Mitch Garver. Listen, I'm not going to disagree with you. If you wanted to put Julio Rodriguez on, and wait, no, I'm not going to fight you. I disagreed in the moment. But now with the benefit of hindsight, you're right. I can't fight you. I'm not going to fight you. But as the game was progressing, we were having this very conversation in the press box. And the gentleman seated to my right said, I'd walk him. I'd put him on. I'll sleep a lot easier tonight if Mitch Garver beats me than I would Julio Rodriguez, which is a salient point. I mean, how do you fight that? How do you argue that? I didn't. I said good point, but it's not a big game. Hey, I'm sorry, it's not. This isn't a division game. You already won the series. To me, the investment or the confidence maybe that you instill in James MacArthur, you know, go get him. I don't care who it is in the box. Go get him. Go attack him. He did, and Rodriguez made him pay. 110-mile-per-hour line drive to the opposite field puts Seattle in front 4-3. They would tack on two more, two batters later, you know. So for as much as, maybe Mitch Garver grounds out and the bases are left loaded and it's still a 3-3 game going to the bottom of the 10th inning. We'll never know. What we do know is James McArthur walked Mitch Garver and then threw three straight curveballs to basically the same spot to Cal Raleigh, and Raleigh made him pay on the third, ripping it to right field for a two-run single. Maybe things turn out differently, no doubt, maybe. But in the moment, I wasn't saying walk Julio, so I'm not going to be like so many people in sports radio and act like I always had it figured out or use the benefit of hindsight. I just try to be honest with you or what I was thinking at the time. Appreciate it, though. Great point. And yeah, if Rick, if I was with you, I'm sure I would have heard you yelling at the radio, yelling at the TV, because, yeah, as it turned out, you're 100% right. We think. Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
I have a few questions, Vern. About the James McArthur situation, I'm kind of leaning on McArthur. I think you can do one of two options. You can either put in Angel Serpa, and I know that he doesn't have the, you know, go fire it like.
Well, he pitched McArthur earlier in the game.
Yeah, but how about calling one of three people? How about calling up Chandler Champagne, Viziano, or John McMillan? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Well, real quick, for what now? Who are they replacing? They're replacing somebody?
Well, I'm saying, like, maybe you give, like, not every time, but, like, maybe every other day or something when McArthur struggles, you can, like, the next day put in, like, Champlain or somebody else to, like, you know, give McArthur time to reflect.
I appreciate it. I don't know if that – thanks for the phone call, Garrett. There are no bad ideas. Although when I hear that, I think you know, I've heard from a lot of, especially hitters, you know, that, man, when I know if I go 0-3 that I'm going to be on the bench the next day, I'm pressing the moment I wake up. I don't know if you want to say, James, you're our closer, unless you stink, and then we're probably going to give you a few days off, and then we'll come back. Now, you want to be consistent, so I don't know if I'm a fan of that. The names that you mentioned, John McMillan, you know, loved what we saw from him last year. He's struggled to find consistency down in the minor leagues. And as J.J. Piccolo said a few weeks ago, you know, we're in it now. We're not running tryouts at the big league level. If you want to play on this team, you got to earn it. John McMillan hasn't earned it. Anthony Veneziano, to me, isn't a one-inning reliever. He's a multi-inning reliever or a starting pitcher. I don't think he has the stuff to just let it eat for three outs. And then Chandler Champlain, man, I like that dude a lot. But I like him as a starting pitcher. As of now, hey, we get to August, we get to September. As we remember with Brandon Finnegan, man, if you can help us, bring yourself to the big league club. We get to September and Champlain is still dealing in Omaha. Okay, we could have a conversation about adding him, no doubt. But right now, no, I want him staying stretched out. I want him continuing to build the stuff, the mentality, the strength to be a starting pitcher that this team can utilize in the near future. I mean, I'm hoping that Champlain's fighting for a rotation spot next spring. Way to go. Way to stay locked in on the names down in the minor leagues, Garrett. Not surprised. You're a diehard Royals fan, but nice job. Champlain, for those unfamiliar, was one of the three arms acquired in the Andrew Benintendi trade a few years ago with the New York Yankees. Garrett, always nice hearing from you, buddy. Thank you very much. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Vern. Doing good. How you doing? You hanging in there?
You know it. You know it.
I hear you, buddy. So, you know, they came up a little short today. But that's okay. They still won 2 out of 3. The M's have one of the better pitching staffs in the majors. So, you know, I'm cool with that. And speaking of pitchers, Cole Reagans, way to go. tip my cap to that guy. Just another outstanding performance. Keep up the great, great work. And then today, Warren, there was, what, about 21,000 close to it. And then when Melendez hit that home run, sounded like 31,000. Great job by him. Great job by the fans. Keep it up. And we got a four-game series coming up. I loathe those Yankees. And you know I loathe their New York-style crap pizza.
What's wrong with their pizza? You don't even like the pizza?
Man, OSP rules this town. If I want a grilled cheese and fold it in half, I'll make a sandwich. But, Vern, hey, our boys in Green, let's beat those damn Yankees. And, as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Matt in Arizona writes in on the text line, bring on the Yankees, bring on the Dodgers. Peggy from Lenexa says she took her family to the game today and they had a great time. 8-year-old Isaac ran the bases and said he felt like a real Kansas City Royal. Way to go, Peggy. John in Olathe writes in, Vern, tough loss, 40 more losses and it'll be a great season. Oh, that's one way to put it. Nice job, John. Yeah, with one more win, the Royals will reach 40 dubs for the season. Royals right now with the 6th best record in Major League Baseball, 4 games back of Cleveland in the division. And this weekend saw more than 64,000 turn out to Kauffman. Raj in the Ozarks pointing out that the Royals are the only team to beat Tarek Skubal of the Tigers, saying he's now 8-1. That's saying something about this Royals offense. No doubt, Raj. Thanks, man. Rally Mantis, for some reason, is trying to blame the umpires for this loss. What are you talking about? A strike 3 call on Vinny in the 9th. Okay, that was suspect. I don't know. I don't know what are we... Rally Mantis, what are you talking about, man? Dan and KCK is happy that the Royals got revenge on the Mariners. Man, I'm with you. I'm with you. Took 2 of 3 from the M's. And now the Bronx Bombers come to town as Seth Lugo and Carlos Rodon square off tomorrow. A 7:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. All right, so that's going to do it for us. Myself and Quentin Morris, who's held it down, doing a great job back at the studio. Q, appreciate your help. Royals are 12 games above 500 and have Seth Lugo taking the ball tomorrow. And then Brady Singer in game 2. You got to feel good. And if you don't feel good, well, then what are you doing this for? Why do you watch baseball? I don't get it. It's a game of failure, man. Enjoy the successes. Enjoy your Sunday as well. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. forgetteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.